Welcome to episode 697 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Ezra narrates the events of the Jewish people's return to Jerusalem from Babylonian exile under the decree of King Cyrus of Persia. Led by leaders like Zerubbabel and Ezra, the exiles rebuild the temple, facing opposition but ultimately completing the task. The book emphasizes the restoration of worship, the study of God's law, and the importance of remaining faithful to his commandments. Ezra, a scribe and priest, plays a significant role in reestablishing religious order and leading the people in repentance and renewal. The book of Ezra highlights God's faithfulness in fulfilling his promises and restoring his chosen people to the land of Israel. The book of Ezra offers hope for the restoration of Jerusalem, which points to the ultimate hope found in Jesus' resurrection and the promise of eternal life for all who believe in him.
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways the book of Ezra points to Jesus.
Number 1.
Ezra as a restorer of God's law and word. Ezra's central mission was to restore the study and observance of God's law, the Torah, among the returning Jewish exiles in Jerusalem. He emphasized the importance of living according to God's commands, which had been neglected during the Babylonian captivity. In a similar manner, Jesus came as the fulfillment of the law and the word made flesh. He emphasized the importance of living according to God's commandments and exemplified perfect obedience to the Father.
Number 2.
Ezra as intercessor. The issue of intermarriage with foreign women, which was forbidden by God's law, presented a significant challenge. Some of the Jewish men had taken wives from the surrounding nations, leading to spiritual compromise and syncretism. In Ezra 9, a prayer of confession is offered by Ezra the scribe after learning about the intermarriage. Ezra is deeply distressed and falls to his knees, tearing his garments and pulling hair from his head and beard in grief. He acknowledges the people's sins and the guilt that they carry, not only for their intermarriage, but also for their previous disobedience and rebellion against God. Ezra recognizes God's righteousness and mercy and admits that the people's sins have caused them to suffer and be in bondage to foreign powers. Despite their unworthiness, Ezra acknowledges God's grace in allowing a remnant to return to Jerusalem. He pleads for God's compassion and forgiveness, asking for a small sanctuary amidst their sinful condition. Ezra acknowledges that they do not deserve God's favor, but places their hope in his mercy and covenant faithfulness. Ezra, in his prayer of confession, on behalf of the returning exiles, interceded for the people, acknowledging their sins and seeking God's mercy. Similarly, Jesus is the ultimate intercessor between God and humanity. He offered himself as the atoning sacrifice for our sins, mediating on our behalf before the Father.
Number 3.
Bringing spiritual revival. Ezra's ministry led to a spiritual revival among the returning exiles as they rededicated themselves to the worship of God and the study of his word. In the same way, Jesus' ministry brought about a spiritual revival, calling people to repentance, faith, and a renewed relationship with God. He offered the gift of salvation and eternal life to all who believe in him.
Number 4.
Ezra, as preserver of the scriptures. Ezra, as a scribe, was responsible for meticulously copying and preserving the sacred scriptures. Through his work, the continuity of God's word was maintained. Similarly, Jesus, as the word of God incarnate, is the ultimate preserver and embodiment of God's truth. He affirmed the authority and reliability of the scriptures, and through him, the word of God is revealed to humanity.
Number 5.
Leading the people back to God. Ezra played a key role in leading the returning exiles back to Jerusalem, the city of God's dwelling, and reestablishing the proper worship of God in the rebuilt temple. In a greater sense, Jesus is the ultimate leader who calls us to return to God. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and invited people to come to the Father through him, leading us to reconciliation and relationship with the Creator.
Number 6.
Cyrus is a type of Christ. King Cyrus of Persia, who allowed the exiles to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple, can be seen as a type of Christ. Just as Cyrus was a pagan king used by God to accomplish his purposes, Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of God's plan of salvation, sent by the Father to reconcile humanity to himself. Cyrus liberated the Jewish exiles from Babylonian captivity, allowing them to return to Jerusalem. Similarly, Jesus came to set humanity free from the bondage of sin and death, offering deliverance and freedom to all who believe in him. Cyrus issued a decree allowing the Jews to return and rebuild the temple. In a parallel sense, Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God, announcing the good news of salvation and inviting people to come to him for eternal life. Cyrus provided resources and support for the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. In a spiritual sense, Jesus supports and empowers the building of God's spiritual temple, his church, through his sacrifice, resurrection, and the sending of the Holy Spirit. Cyrus showed favor and compassion towards the Jewish people, reflecting God's grace and allowing their return. Similarly, Jesus came with grace and compassion, reaching out to sinners and inviting them to find rest and salvation in him. Cyrus respected the religious freedom of different peoples, including the Jews, by allowing them to practice their faith. Jesus also respected people's freedom to choose to follow him or reject him, offering salvation to all who believe. In the book of Ezra, Cyrus favored the Jews, granting them support and resources. Jesus, too, received favor from God the Father, who proclaimed, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." It is essential to understand that while Cyrus foreshadowed certain aspects of Christ, Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment and perfect embodiment of God's redemptive plan. Still, as a type of Christ, Cyrus points to the profound ways God works throughout history to accomplish his purposes and extend his grace to humanity.
Number 7.
Leadership of Zerubbabel and Joshua. The rebuilding of the temple was accomplished, in large part, due to the efforts of a political leader, Zerubbabel, and a spiritual leader, Joshua, the high priest. Zerubbabel's leadership in rebuilding the temple foreshadows Jesus as the ultimate builder and cornerstone. Joshua, the high priest, points to Jesus as the eternal high priest who intercedes on our behalf.
Number 8.
Restoration of worship and sacrifice. The restoration of worship and sacrifices in the temple prefigures Jesus as the perfect and final sacrifice for our sins.
Number 9.
Victory over adversaries. When the Jewish exiles began rebuilding the temple, the people of the land, who were adversaries of Judah and Benjamin, opposed their efforts. They attempted to discourage and frighten the exiles, leading to delays and difficulties in the construction. These adversaries wrote accusatory letters to the Persian king, making false claims about the Jewish people's intentions to rebel against him. As a result, the rebuilding was halted for a time, until the reign of King Darius. The exiles faced economic challenges in financing the temple construction and sustaining themselves in the land. The people had to prioritize their own houses and daily needs, which led to a neglect of the temple. In the latter part of the rebuilding process, some local officials questioned the legitimacy of the temple reconstruction. However, King Darius reaffirmed Cyrus' decree and warned against interfering with the rebuilding efforts. The challenges and opposition faced by the Jewish exiles in rebuilding the temple symbolized Jesus' victory over sin, death, and the powers of darkness.
Number 10.
Preparation for the Messiah. The events in Ezra prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Just as John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, the rebuilding of the temple prepared the way for the Savior. Father, thank you for the lessons we learned in Ezra that point us to Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.